stabbing 9 people at a mall Saturday night before he was shot and killed. ISIS has claimed responsibility.
7:13. So what do you think Sacramento business leaders can learn from how the Twin Cities are run in Minnesota? Sacramento Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce President Peter Tatishi was part of their annual study mission and joins us now in studio to talk about what ideas we can steal from them and sort of implement here for us. You know, like Brando says, you steal from the best and you make them your own.
Well, thanks for having me this morning.
Well, good morning.
We had a great program out to the Twin Cities, and, you know, it was great to kind of see Minneapolis, St. Paul, and see a regional community really come together and work on collaboration. What really struck us, I think, from the moment we got there was that this region, though they have two distinct downtowns, two distinct communities, they really come together to work together, to collaborate together, and they have a shared mission and vision for their future.
So then are you talking like Sacramento, West Sacramento, and how to make the two communities work well together,
well,
or
really beyond
and
that,
connect the two? Yeah.
When you think about our entire region, we have such a great and robust community of cities and counties. So our 6-county region, you know, South Placer, Roseville, Rockland, Lincoln, Sacramento, West Sacramento, all of those areas, it was really great to see that their whole vision was a common vision for the whole region, because they understand that when Minneapolis succeeds, St. Paul succeeds. And when St. Paul succeeds, Minneapolis, and then all of the smaller cities around there. We met with a number of mayors from smaller cities. It was a really great program to hear how they are all together in a common vision.
So what did you bring back? What's the one thing right now that you think Sacramento could implement within the next 12 months and make it a better place?
So when we looked at a lot of different components, there were a number of strategies that I think would be fantastic. And one of them was really in the philanthropic world and the foundation world. And so what they were able to do is get donors, the foundation donors, to come together and say, we're going to focus on one issue. So let's take an issue that's really affecting our region, like homelessness, and say, if the instead of spreading dollars in every direction on multiple projects, let's focus our efforts in solving a problem or working towards a solution. And in Minneapolis, St. Paul, they did that on a transit issue and making sure that you weren't dividing a community and focus their efforts on that.
Well, I know that our mayor-elect, Daryl Steinberg, was working here over the weekend and as he prepares to take over from Kevin Johnson, but he sent his own delegation with you, right?
Well, I mean, there were a number of people who are part of Daryl's team, if you will, that were on the program, and unfortunately he wasn't able to be at our program, but there are a lot of things that we're going to be able to give back to Daryl as he transitions in as being mayor. We had folks from the city who were there, so we had the planning staff, the community development staff, and the assistant city manager were all on the program, so there's a lot of important people there.
I like one area that you were concentrating on too, Peter, which was retaining tomorrow's workforce, right?
That's right. So we actually met with a panel of millennials that are looking at Minneapolis, St. Paul. They're one of the highest areas in attracting millennials and retaining millennials and young professionals. And they understand that it's part of their future and their identity. What makes them stronger than other regions is the fact that they have the workforce, but that future workforce is so critical. So what are they doing to attract that future workforce? We met with a lot of them. They have a huge effort underway, and they've identified the inequalities that exist in the Minneapolis, St. Paul within the different diversity sectors, and they're tackling them head on. Instead of being shy about them, they're talking openly about them.
I don't think I've ever seen such an exciting time for Sacramento and the area, really.
And you're our biggest cheerleader, too.
We are
the city's biggest cheerleader.
And we are trying very hard to promote our region in a very positive way.
Thanks, Peter. That's Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce President Peter Tatishi with us here at KFBK.
Yeah, the time now, 7:16.